Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the podcast, I'm so delighted to invite very special guest, Billy Lee from Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Billy Lee, what's your last name?
Billy Lee.
Okay, I thought I didn't know it.
No, I kind of don't go by my last name.
As you can tell, yeah. This will be very formal and official. How much time did you spend on Vanderpump Rules, and what an exciting show to be on.
Yeah, it is exciting, but also scary. I feel like watching back the latest episode was frightening, and then I realized when I was going through that at the time, like, I was really upset and depressed. It was hard for me. But you know, now that it's all coming back, I'm just kind of angry and disappointed in the way some people act.
You were on one season, the last season.
Yeah, I joined season 6 and we are on season 7 now.
Okay. And then you had like the classic high school mean girl experience. And you're not even in high school anymore.
I know.
And it's crazy how some people don't grow up from high school, right?
Yeah, they don't grow up. And, you know, they're just, I find a lot of situations where people are just immature and then also ignorant.
So Lala, I guess, was your person that was very confrontational at times. And I think that you handled that really well. For people who don't know you, let's give a little bit of your story. How old are you? And when did you go through becoming transgender?
Well, I transitioned at my very early 20s. I think I was right around 20. And then, I'm 35 now. So it's been a journey. You know, when I first decided to transition, I thought, I'm just going to go away for the summer and come back this beautiful butterfly. And it takes such a long process. And I learned patience because I was, going through a transition and society can't identify you. They can't put you in a box. So they throw you to the corner. And it was really hard for me to get a job. And I struggled. And at the same time, it's expensive to transition. So
very, yeah. Did you go overseas to have surgery?
I did. I went to Thailand and had my sexual reassignment surgery, SRS. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I came back here and had facial feminization done with Dr. Gavami. And then we recently did body contouring and breast augmentation. And we filmed that early on this season.
It is a whole process. It's really coming out of your cocoon and coming out completely not formed and then gradually growing your wings and then even finding your inner psyche that makes you finally fit the body that you got.
Yeah.
It's a whole process.
The cocoon phase is like so appropriate because it's such a sensitive time for trans people. It's like you're going through puberty again. You're very vulnerable. And at the same time, society is attacking you. And especially in America, we, it's hard for us because our rights are trying to be taken away. We're trying to be erased. Mm-hmm. Trans women of color are being murdered left and right. And the unemployment rate is 3 times higher than the general population for us trans people. So to be really, vulnerable and then also have just have that society tearing you down. And it's a difficult time. And that's the reason why our suicide rate is so high.
That's so important to discuss it. And you're like such a great representative. In fact, it's courageous of you to come out because I wouldn't have not even known that you were transgender. Your face is beautiful. You have so many feminine features. And in this day and age, like, you can just live your life having changed genders without too much revealing of all of that. However, it's, you're putting yourself on the line and helping your fellow person by, even though you're fitting in so well, you're actually standing up for who you are. So I love that about you.
Thank you.
I think that people, like some of the people on the TV show, maybe just don't know how to deal with that vulnerability and confidence at the same time.
Yeah. And I make people feel sometimes uncomfortable because they question themselves and, that's what I'm here for right now. Mm-hmm. Being trans in America, it's uncomfortable for us. And I'm going to make that happen for other people. And it's unfortunate because I lose friendships and I may not be included in some things because of that. But
And I think that you have lots of secrets to share, little tips and tricks for how to look more feminine, which all of us can use, even those of us that are born, gender women.
Yes.
So what kind of things did you do in the beginning when you were trying to camouflage features like heavy lower face or thicker jawline? Anything special? Just lots of makeup skills?
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, I did use like orange. Like orange covers the darkness, so if you even have like even drag makeup back in the day, I would watch drag queens do their makeup and they would cover up the stubble, but now I just use kind of the green tint to cover up some redness that I have just in my skin.
And what kind of things have you done for your face? So you must have done laser hair removal eventually,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did laser hair removal back in the day. And then I also did some electrolysis and,
microblading probably, lash extensions.
Yes. And I love wearing lashes. It's like my thing. I didn't wear lashes until the cameras came around. I was like, and everyone had these amazing lashes that
I
worked with.
You practically have to, right?
Yeah, I feel naked without them.
I know.
But contouring and highlighting is really important for me. I always try to highlight the feminine parts, my cheekbones, and then I try to contour. And I love contouring. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Well, I love contouring, but just with injectable fillers, because it is like just adding volume, paint, highlights, low lights. It's just the best way to shape the face, every face.
Yeah, and that's my new favorite. I've been following you for a while, and I'm obsessed because I love the fact that you can contour with fillers. I don't really like to wear makeup. Like, I don't want to put a bunch of foundation on. I don't want to contour all the time. So to have it naturally going on, like, I can just walk out the door with a little bit of highlighter on, I'm ready to go.
Well, I have a secret for you. Not everyone can contour with fillers. So I want people out there who are listening to be so careful, because a lot of places, I'd say 80 to 90% of places out there, people just shoot you up with very limited knowledge of anatomy and knowledge of filler placement. I think they think one Juvederm is the same as the next and you can just order it up and it'll be inserted and it'll be perfect. And that is absolutely not how it works. It's all about placement, skill level, and just like makeup, anyone can slap on some blush. It doesn't look good necessarily unless you do it just right.
Yeah. No, and you have that eye, like even I was really excited to come in today, like just you mentioning about the cheeks. What do you want to tell them?
So we were looking at Billy's face, and like, it's definitely with gender reassignment, we want to emphasize the feminine aspects of the face. And with almost every face, I'll start with cheek augmentation. When I'm noticing features of heaviness and lower face fullness, I think cheeks are responsible for 75% of your facial beauty and your appearance of vitality and lift. So if your cheeks are lifted in the appropriate position, the human brain interprets that as this is a youthful, vibrant, healthy person, and they're, the certain prime age. So that's what I do first, is I'll lift your cheeks. You might say I'm bothered by lower face heaviness or jowling, or can't we work on my jawline, or can't we melt my fat with Kybella? And I'm going to say, no, let's give you the pretty first. Let's give you all the pretty, all the angles. And that's just the right way to do it, because you can do foundation changes in the lower face, but you still don't feel pretty till your cheeks look good.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
That's one of my hot tips there. Always focus on the cheeks first when you feel lower face jowling and heaviness. So that's what we're going to do for you today. Okay. And you have a reunion coming up, show coming up. So that's nice to look good.
I noticed, everyone, it's kind of like a high school reunion. You like want to look your best. You haven't seen some people. I avoid some people. And also, people are going to watch. So
the stress of choosing the outfit would just kill me.
Oh my God.
I'm not good at that. I've been stressing about what to pack for. I'm going to lecture at the Anti-Aging World Congress in Monaco. So that's been like 80% of my stress this week is what the hell am I going to wear on a stage in front of 11,000 people talking about cheeks.
Well, we have to get ours approved, actually. Like, we can't just like show up with anything. Like, it has to look appropriate. And so it's difficult. It adds a whole nother level of stress. Like,
exactly.
Because I want something and I'll send, options. And if they pick the thing that I really don't like, I'm like, no.
Don't send anything you don't like.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing an amazing show with Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew Pinsky, one of my idols that I love him. Listened to him on Loveline on late night radio for years on K-Rock. What are you guys going to talk about?
Well, we're doing this whole series, 3 or 4 part series. We just started, but it's being transgender, and it's coming from a medical point of view, but I'm adding a personal touch to it with my personal experience being trans in America. And I'm working with him and his amazing writer Michelle, and we're creating these articles, and then we're also going to discuss it on Dr. Drew's podcast, and we're just going to, you know, keep the conversation going. I've gone and sat with him and did a podcast with Dr. Drew, and we just hit it off, and you know, he's like, I learn a lot through your experience, and I want to continue this. So we kind of started this partnership, mm-hmm. and I'm excited. Yeah, we have a lot of things that we're working on together, and this is just the beginning.
I'm excited for you, and I think it's very revealing and insightful for people who are going through the process to understand, like you said, that it's not an overnight go away for a summer and come back mm-hmm. different. It's really a process. And in terms of facial feminization, the things that I like to do for the upper face, I like to do temple filler because a rounded, soft temple is more youthful, less mm-hmm. gaunt. I like to do Botox for brow lift. It gives you that beautiful arch, a little Kylie arch of the brow, and more open wideness, whereas men have a heavier forehead. Mm-hmm. And definitely I do nasal contouring because I do regular rhinoplasty surgery in the operating room to make the nose more svelte and petite, but we can also do that with filler these days. Yeah. And then, of course, lips, gorgeous, fabulous lips and cheeks.
I love your lips.
Yeah. And then as a head and neck surgeon, I also do thyroid surgery where we shave down the Adam's apple. Mm-hmm. And I have done surgery where I tighten the vocal cords to make the voice a little higher pitch too. So there are many interesting and amazing options out there, and you just have to kind of like prepare yourself for the long haul, like it's a transformation.
Yeah, it is. It really is all about transformation. And I've noticed because of my transformation, so many of us, cis, trans, you know, all of us go through these transformations in life. Yeah. And
what does cis stand for everybody who doesn't know?
Well, you are cis, so you identify with the gender you were born with. Okay. So that means cis. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we all come from these experiences where we have to go through this transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life is like that. It's a series of changes.
Really,
you're not born who you are. You make who you are.
Yeah, really do. And we're always evolving. And you know, I think it's important to change and grow and evolve and enjoy your life. And I love expressing my feminine energy. That was my whole mission. And coming in here and getting to like play with things, it's like candy for me. Like I enjoy expressing my energy in that way.
And candy for me too. I think there should be no stigma. And I also am not the kind of injector who wants to dictate your version of beauty. So if you want big lips, come and get them. If you want to have more shapely cheeks and contours, mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. And I want every injector out there to really think of their patient as the driver of their own beauty. It's a personal identity choice. So I always see these Instagram posts where people are talking about no more big lips, and the injector needs to determine how the patient should look and what's good and what's over the top. I'm like, screw that. Over the top is what you want. Like, I wouldn't have chose Dolly Parton's breasts, but she's Dolly because she chose them, and damn, I'm happy for her. And I'm so glad she's in this universe as who she is. And it's personal choice. So we have to
really
respect
is.
That.
Yeah, and we have the freedom to do that. You know, we should have the freedom to express our energy the way we want. And there's days where I'm like, I want to, you know, dress more masculine. I feel more of a masculine energy that I'm experiencing. And I'm okay with that. You know, I shouldn't be defined by what I'm wearing or what I'm doing.
Me too. Sometimes I like to act like an asshole man surgeon. And I do.
Yeah.
In the operating room sometimes. But mostly I'm nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to unleash that inner testosterone once in a while. And, like, mm-hmm. yeah, there's power in both aspects of the yin and the yang of the identity.
Yeah.
Tell me all about Regenix and the product and what you're doing with them.
Yeah, I joined forces with Regenix. And, you know, I was looking for an amazing product because my hair, I was bleaching it all the time, platinum blonde. And it was really damaged. And I was looking up thinning, damaged hair, and yeah, Regenix popped up. I tried their product. We met. They were local here in Beverly Hills. And I did this one-on-one analysis with them. They basically took a piece of strand from my hair, and we found out what was going on. So we did a personalized treatment for me, which you can do. You can actually mail it in if you're not here in Los Angeles. Mail in a hair sample. And I fell in love with them. They fell in love with me. And we kind of teamed up. And I said, let's do something together. And we included Equality California. I'm on the board. And now we have this whole campaign coming out, an anti-bullying campaign, because I was bullied. And I think it's a, you know, an epidemic that's happening right now, especially with social media. Kids are being bullied, especially trans kids. So for us to tie in and educate people on the issue of being bullied and also giving a percentage of the proceeds to Equality, it's like this perfect marriage. And it's an amazing product. So, mm-hmm. And you can go to regenxhair.com and you can purchase the Billy Bundle and help
check
us out.
Yeah, why not? Help your hair, help your friends.
And the damage control, you get shampoo, conditioner, and damage control, and it's really amazing for your hair. And you're doing something great at the same time while you're shopping. You're helping my community, and I'm always grateful for that.
Well, I love what you say, that beauty has no gender. Thanks so much for coming in today. And where can people find you?
You can go at itsmebillylee.com or itsmebillylee at my Instagram. And then, we're also at regenxx.com. Regenxx and I are doing this whole mission for my beauty campaign coming out, and we have the Billy Bundle, and then also it's going to be an anti-bullying campaign. So we're tying it all together. So regenxx.com or itsmebillylee.com is where you can find me.
And find it on hashtag beauty has no gender. Also, we're going to put this out into the universe and help you with your mission.
Thank you. Let's
help you with your cheeks coming up next.
Yes.
Yay. Thanks so much for coming in. And you are listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You can find me on my Instagram, Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.